brand new CD called The Skin I'm In. They're from, I think, Northern New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken. And we opened the set after we listened to the interview with Kathy Bullock and Matt Callahan and the songs of slavery and emancipation. I played a song that made a lot of sense to follow that up. This is from Venise Thomas, the daughter of Rufus Thomas, and she has a brand new CD called Stories in Blue, and the track was called Do You All, and it's Do You All Know Where the Blues Came From. So welcome to hour number two of the Blues Zeppelin. I'll let you know that the Blues Zeppelin is heard every second Sunday here in the Swiss capital on Radio Bern, Rabe 95.6 megahertz here in Bern from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. The Blues Zeppelin is also heard Saturday nights once a month on Radio Laura in Zurich at 97.5 megahertz on Dies Radio, DAB plus radio, digital radio in the canton of the Wallis, Tuesday nights from 10 till midnight. And at 89.7 WRFI Odessa, New York, that's in upstate New York, and at 88.1 in Ithaca, and at 107.7 CJRO Carlsbad Springs, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And welcome to hour number two of the Blues Zeppelin. Yeah, that's Le Winston Band from Montreal. You may remember they were here in studio playing live earlier this year on the Blues Zeppelin, and that's from their album called The Winston Express, and the track we heard was Blues A Baby. Here in hour number two of the Blues Zeppelin, we are going to jump right into an interview and music with the Blackburn Brothers. I had the great privilege to speak with them on Friday. I spoke with Corey, Dwayne, and Brooke Blackburn, all brothers and part of this wonderful musical family with a very strong history in Ontario. And we're going to start it off with a track from their award-winning CD. The CD is called Soul, Funk, and Blues, and it just won the award from Blues Blast magazine, the Soul Blues Album of 2024. We're going to hear a track called Soul Brother, and then we're going to go right into the interview.
Soul brother.
Hey, here we are on the Blue Zeppelin. We just heard a wonderful track from the Blackburn Brothers award-winning album, Soul, Funk, and Blues, and that was Soul Brother. And it's a real great pleasure for me to have them on the line. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mark.
You know, it was great to see you in Edmonton. You performed beautifully at the Edmonton Blues Festival. And this is turning out to be quite a year for you, winning this Blues Blast Magazine Award from the Illinois-based magazine for their Soul Blues album 2024. That must be a very good feeling.
Corey, yes. Absolutely. Go ahead, Corey.
It's perfect timing for us because, you know, it's getting towards the end of the year right now. And it's really nice to know that we have the recognition coming in from the United States, especially. You know, we've been touring a little bit out there and we're just starting to, you know, get our feet wet in the U.S. And you know, we're very well received. We love the people. It's great vibes. You know, the performances are electric. The people are electric and we are just digging it.
Yeah. And one of the things that I really appreciate about what you do is the music is fantastic, but there's also great message with your music. And in the first hour today on the Blue Zeppelin, I was very privileged to have the Jubalo Choir from Kentucky. They're connected with Berea College, and they performed a piece, Nat Turner, from the Songs of Slavery and Emancipation. And it turns out that your family history also goes back to Kentucky and involves the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Our family, from what we know, our family came to Canada through a gentleman by the name of Elias Earls, who came up from Kentucky, was enslaved in Kentucky, and came up as somebody seeking, you know, freedom through the Underground Railroad, which was a passageway that a lot of people helped escape slaves from the South, come up to the North for freedom. And he ended up, Elias ended up coming into Canada, and then his son Solomon was my father's grandfather. And our great grandfather, and he had 13 kids, and he settled. His family settled in Owen Sound, Ontario, which is the most northern terminus of the Underground Railroad in Canada. So I guess they came up to the north because they're more into farming than the urban life, whatever urban life there was in the mid 1800s. And so we came up and we settled, and we've had a family emancipation celebration there for 162 years.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. And that takes us into a song, speaking about the generations, you guys wrote a song to honor your father's work called Bobby's Blues. Somebody want to say something about that?
Yeah, Bobby's Blues. Actually, Brooke wrote that tune, and it talks about my father growing up in the city of Toronto and his trials and tribulations, and he's one of the first, Black R&B blues guys to play a lot of the clubs in the downtown area, and how discrimination did go on back then, and you know how he dealt with it, and that's the vibe of that song, definitely.
All right, we're going to hear that and come back with my very special guest, the Blackburn Brothers from Toronto.
I did it my way. guess I did it my way. Lived through some times, some wars, some political confliction, even big or wrong, some songs, some strange decisions. People out of work, got no money. Black power to the people. Shut down the air, closed the factories, looked up to the steeple. Grew up on the streets, played pool to eat, got what I got. Sometimes I fought, Uzi on my corner, hurricane carried people to the moon. Yes, I did it my way.
Back again here with the Blackburn Brothers, wonderful band who just won the Blues Blast Magazine Award for Best Soul Blues Album in 2024. And now I want to talk about a track called Freedom Train. Again, continuing in this direction of not only great music, great sound, but also very important message.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for choosing that song, Mark. I really appreciate it. It's a song that I wrote. I'm Brooke, a guitar player for the band. I wrote that song just talking about our family as connected through the Underground Railroad, came up from Kentucky into Canada through the Underground Railroad journey in slave days. But I was trying to get a modern day kind of twist on that song, to try to say that we're not really free until everybody is free. There's people in the world that are not free at this point. There's almost, you know, with the killings of innocent black people by police or by the dealings with the almost like the chain gangs are sort of back in the jail system. And it's almost like the whole concept of being in jail is a moneymaker for so many people. And so I was trying to get into the freedoms of the modern day plus connecting it with the freedoms of the people of enslaved people that came up here through the Underground Railroad and ended up in Canada, like Elias Earls and like Albert Jackson, who's a song that we might have on our new record.
Back here again with the Blackburn Brothers, and people definitely want to check you guys out now, not only because you won the award, but because this record is of such great quality. You know, before we get to that, I have to give a shout out to Electrify Records. I got to tell you, Andrew Galloway has been a very good friend of mine for more than a decade, and he really puts his heart and soul into that label, and he has very important artists on that label.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I would agree with you too. Andrew is, you know, he's in it for all the right reasons. You know, Andrew loves the music. He loves to support, you know, what is happening with the blues today. You know, what's happened with the blues in the past as well. And man, he's a hip. He's a hip cat. And we are so grateful that he's on our side. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he's supported artists like Shakura Saida and Harrison Kennedy. Wonderful producer and owner of Electrify Records. So let's talk about your website. How do people find out about what you're up to and everything you're doing?
Yeah, so the website is blackburnbrothersmusic.com. And, you know, you can check out where we're touring. You can check out, you know, a little bit about us. There's a bio page and, you know, videos and audio clips and all that good stuff that comes along with the website, as well as merch if you're interested. And we also, you know, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, at Blackburn Brothers. Easy enough, just type in Blackburn Brothers and you'll find us. And if, you know, you want to go a bit further, do a hashtag Soul Funkin' Blues and you'll also find some stuff on us.
I've also heard a rumor that you guys will be coming to Europe in the summer of 2025 to play during the European festival season.
Yeah, we're really hoping that all goes out, comes together. We're looking at possibly heading to Romania Italy, and I've got some connections in France, so we're trying to make that happen, and Spain, Bilbao, Spain. So we're just putting it out there for anybody who wants a soul funk band from Toronto to come and say hello. We want to say hello to you, and we want to introduce ourselves to the European market and to the European people, and let them hear a little bit of some of this Toronto blues, you know, that we do, soul blues that we do here in from Toronto, Canada.
Yeah, we're going to go out of this interview now with a song called Sister Rosa, a reference to Rosa Parks. Who would like to tell me about the importance of that song?
So Sister Rosa is actually one of the few covers that we do, and it was originally done by the Neville Brothers, and we took a different take on it. We put a different groove together, and we put some nice vocal stuff on it, and we made it our own, and we appreciate the Neville Brothers and everything we do. We kind of emulate ourselves off of them, and it's a family band like ourselves. And Sister Rosa talks about, you know, Sister Rosa, her plight, and, you know, she decided to stand up for her rights and started out the whole freedom movement. And we have to, you know, give honor and praise to people who stand up at the right time to make change in the world. Definitely. Very important.
Amen. Amen.
Bring me back. Way back to the family.